E3 day 2 treating you?
It's great.
Chat wants to know.
I'm unusually energetic for the end of a day of E3.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm just ready for that shit to actually start.
Yeah.
Like, that's always the thing that happens, is that, you know, I spend a month and a half working on the live show and just getting things together, and it just bundles me up in this fucking shitty ball of stress where once we actually get there, it just unwinds because I don't have time to think about anything else other than what I'm doing in the moment.
Right, yeah. It's like, okay, now that it's actually happening, it's just like lizard brain reactions.
Exactly. So I'm ready for the lizard brain to take over.
Yeah.
It's all over. I feel this intense feeling of relief and exhaustion.
Yeah.
That requires at least 2 days on a couch before I feel okay again. Or at least, like, normal again.
Yeah, that's about right. Tomorrow's the day.
Yeah, it begins.
I'm like breaking in this pair of shoes that I've only worn one other time.
How do they feel now?
Good. I'm not sure how many pairs of shoes I'm going to bring.
I brought two on this trip.
I might bring three.
One for each night of the live show.
Oh, that would be sensible, now that you think about it. But I was going to bring one pair as a backup pair of, like, I know these shoes are comfortable.
Right.
So, in case... in case the other pairs of shoes don't work out well, I got these other ones. And, yeah, we'll get on the road and stream stuff.
Yeah.
From the road.
Just going to be you and me?
Yep.
Rolling. Old school.
Probably going to leave around 8:30-ish, I guess. So, normal time.
Yeah. And they're going to meet me.
Yeah, I'll meet you and pick you up.
So, I drop off this rental.
Yeah.
This rental Chevy.
This rental Chevy. Scratty Bones asks, how's Axel like being back in Cali? Man. I assume he's asking you.
I wish more people called me Axel. That's not a bad nickname. It's been nice. You know, I like getting out here at least a couple of times a year to see folks and do stuff in the office. And by folks, I mean literally my folks. Like, I never have time to go see anyone else, but
yeah,
I do make time to see my parents. But yeah, the weather's been nice. It's been pleasant.
Yeah, not too hot. Before you got out here, it was a little too hot.
Yeah.
Recorded next week's podcast.
Mm-hmm. The sealed envelope has been sealed.
Yeah.
And at least one thing that I made a joke about might actually be real without me knowing that it was even possibly real. So that'd be really funny.
That'd be weird. What do you think of the fact that E3 is starting earlier every year? This rate E3 will start on Friday next year. Yeah, it's
got some creep to it.
I think how this ends up going... I've said it before, but how this ends up going is that you will see the show split into industry and public, and if it does start earlier, it means that we will probably be done. Like, there's a world in which we are done Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, wrap up Wednesday and leave. And or even earlier, depending. You know, more and more companies are having events around those press conferences, so, you know, there are just more opportunities to see the games that are not, that don't involve actually attending E3. Are you planning on seeing Mastodon this summer?
I saw them already. I saw them in New York. They were on tour with Primus. And right before I came out here, I saw them at Coney Island.
Is that a good place to see a show? Seems like it would be.
Yeah, the Ford Amphitheater is there, and it's a decent venue.
Did you get corn dogs?
I did go to Nathan's Hot Dogs, and I got some hot dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, I had kind of been on a moratorium on seeing Mastodon live, because their live show rarely changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like a big production, really. It's just kind of, it's the four dudes you know playing the songs you like.
Yeah.
And I've already seen them like 5 times live.
Mm-hmm.
But I also hadn't seen Primus in like 20 years, so I was like, fuck it, why not?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I have to pack. I haven't packed.
You should pack. You're going to need things.
It's Los Angeles. They'll have things.
I mean, they will, but will they have time to go get them?
No. There's like some bad shopping around that area.
It's real bad.
I got a haircut last year.
How was the haircut?
It's fine.
Yeah. Did the job?
Yeah. I walked to a Supercuts. They cut my fucking hair. There's a pancakes place close to there. I guess we need to finish all this content now instead of later, huh?
Yeah. And it does sound like they will at least have, like, DLC that comes out afterward.
Right.
And it is still going to be the same structure of, like, you know, here's a bunch of different open world environments.
I would think that the success of Hitman 1, Hitman Season 1, would give them the confidence to invest in it as a full product up front.
Yeah. But also at the same time, if you told me that WB said, no, we need a full physical product to go out to retail in November, do that.
Right. But also, I would believe it. But also the whole idea of doing a physical product at all, you can't launch an episodic product on disc and sell episode one. You could.
I'm just saying it's harder to make physical pre-order bonuses for an all-digital game.
Yeah.
It seems like they're getting to make more or less the thing they want to make, and that's exciting. That someone gave them money to do that.
Or that they had the money. I think that if it's like it was for the season, that last season one physical thing, then, you know, the Warner thing is almost just a distribution deal.
Yeah.
And they were making the game anyway, and they were like, we need to partner with someone to put this out. And ship a game at scale.
Yeah.
And Warner won.
Yeah, it could be. I guess the one thing I didn't check to see was if they have distribution for anyone else in, like, other regions.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, like, Onrush has a, like, on the front-loading thing of Onrush, it has, physical version distributed by Deep Silver.
Right. Yes, it is.
So Microsoft confirmed that crackdown delay? Is that what Brad was saying?
Did they?
Check. February.
I mean, it's still in the fiscal year at the very least, but...
Yeah. The statement, like, the first sentence is just... Our fans' response to the signature antics and explosive gameplay of Crackdown 3 has been incredible. I don't know that that's... What else does it say here? To ensure we deliver the experience they deserve, Crackdown 3 will be launching February 2019. We look forward to sharing more on Crackdown 3 this Sunday during the briefing.
least that indicates it'll be there in some form.
Yeah. Signature antics.
I don't know what that means.
Fans' response.
What are they responding to?
I don't know. I feel like the reaction to Crackdown 3 started out with people going, yeah! And is just drained to, okay.
Look, man, just let me know when it's out.
Yeah.
Just let me
basically,
know when it's
out. Basically, yeah. Just like, all right, well, you guys...
We'll talk then.
You guys get it done. I mean, last year it did not look great. Company or something, but their slogan, obsessed with value creation.
What does that mean?
They're creating value.
In what?
For shareholders? They're creating, look, they're creating value. They're obsessed with value creation.
I just, that doesn't, I don't.
I was born to create value. I'm the walking value ad.
Okay. That's a gimmick.
I'm the thing they threw in it for free to... Same spot where, was it yesterday, where there was like a bunch of buffering?
That was the whole way through.
Yeah. People are saying it's buffering again. I think this is about where they were. I think this is where you stopped and restarted.
Yeah, I think it is.
So I don't know if there's just something bad right here, signal-wise.
Could just be the traffic also.
Yeah, the slower we drive, it seems like the more, the worse the connection gets. Stream... gotta go fast so that the airwaves shoot out of the car faster.
That's science.
Head that I decided not to act on, where I was going to stop at the Apple store in Puerto Madera up here and buy a Steadicam rig for iPhones. I don't know what I would do with it from there.
Yeah, like what's the goal with that?
I don't know. Shoot smooth movement stuff at E3.
There's nothing smooth about E3.
Exactly. Man. That's why if you have a smooth shot of it, then that's exciting.
Yeah, makes some sense. Makes some sense. miss about California is the nonstop traffic.
Well, I mean, New York kind of has nonstop traffic, just no one drives, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, when I do drive, it's not always great on the highways, but I don't know. It's just like, New York is bad because they never try to solve it. In California, they've been trying to solve this forever, and they just, somehow it never works.
Yeah.
Which is sadder, I think.
Mode where I'm just like checking things over and over again to see if anything leaked.
Anything else?
Yeah.
What's even left?
That Castlevania show for a third season. I didn't realize that there was a second season yet.
I also did not know that. But I also heard from people that at the very least the first season was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was good. Adam Boy's driving with these days. There was a time when Adam was talking about flying out here to take the drive down with us, but the schedule just didn't work out.
Yeah. It's a shame. I like driving with Adam Boy's.
Flash Torch Mini, the world's smallest burning flashlight. Use this power to guide your way home, light a fire, or even fry an egg. Why illuminate when you can incinerate? Yeah, you know, this is a pretty strong...
Why illuminate when you can incinerate is a really good tagline. I gotta give them that. That's really good.
That's what I get. I mean, I'm on this mailing list for all the fucking... I bought a fancy laser. Type what can start fires and blind people forever.
Mm.
And now I occasionally, every 6 months or so, get an email going like, we got other lasers. Just get a laser. Get another laser.
What if you had like 7 lasers?
I used that thing like twice and scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, it's a fucking laser. Even a not that powerful laser is still a little unnerving.
Yeah. Like, is there a mode that just is like, here's a decent flashlight? That's not gonna fucking set you on fire? Because sometimes you're just swinging a flashlight around, you don't want to fucking burn everything you pointed at.
Sometimes.
Yeah, maybe the laser is my key at the end of the day.
It's a skeleton key, opens anything. With fire, with laser fire.
Last minute detail, guys. Hype Meter coming back? No, I don't think we're gonna. I don't think we're gonna do it this year.
Honestly, I kind of forgot about the Hype Meter.
Yeah, the implementation was not right.
Not enough hype. Problem was that you had to get hype. Couldn't stay high.
Right. The big problem was, Chat existed across multiple servers, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending on which instance you were in, you saw a different hype meter. Like, it wasn't consistent. There was no one true level.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
And that's just not okay.
Yeah, no, but there needs to be a universal hype.
Right. If it can't be accurately measured across all users,
yeah.
Someone saying this bit about this Capcom listing, saying they've got some fighting slash wrestling thing at E3. They couldn't possibly.
So there's two ways I'm thinking about this. One, which would be magical, is if they are actually doing a Saturday Night Slam Masters reboot, which would be amazing. Or it could be fucking terrible. I don't know. But I would love the idea of them doing a good one of those.
Yeah.
Other option. I was looking at that listing, and it said PC and PS4.
Oh.
There is a PC and PS4 wrestling game that is coming out in August.
Yeah.
Could they have signed a distribution deal with Spike Chunsoft to play, like, officially
to put out
that
Fire
out?
Pro.
Yeah, Fire Pro.
Huh.
Possibility.
Yeah.
It'd be wild, considering they technically have their own wrestling franchise they haven't done anything with since the early 90s, but...
Right, that's...
But there is some sense to the idea that they might have just, like, signed on to put that thing out.
Right. It's, like, not necessarily something that Capcom is known for doing, but they have... just been a publisher or a distributor before, so...
Yeah.
They would definitely work with someone to publish slash distribute a physical version of those games.
Yeah.
That's what they want them to do. Because it's legal policy, I think it's like a really fucking cowardly non-stance decision.
Yep.
Like, they make 30% off of everything that's sold on that platform. It's you can't really say, oh, we just stay out of it. It's like, no, you are Steam, you are all the way in.
You are abdicating a pretty basic responsibility.
Yeah. Doing the thing that a lot of other social networks have tried to do and realize 1,000% didn't work.
Yeah.
When it comes to policing content on their platform.
I mean, like, I've been stuffing for the hire some motherfucking curators thing for years now. But I think that is just at odds with their entire philosophy. So, whatever. I mean, none of it surprises me anymore, but it is nonetheless, I think, fucking stupid.
Especially as they seemingly are attempting to roll out a Discord competitor.
Right.
Like, ah, yes, private chat servers, that will go well with this, like, in league with their fucking non-moderation of their fucking platform. Like,
yeah, alright, yeah, okay.
I agree that it is an incredibly complicated...
And I'm sorry, but for, like, a company that more or less has a monopoly on PC digital distribution that's kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
I have always maintained the notion that we are a vape-neutral nation.
Mm-hmm.
We are not looking to get in any vape-related conflicts, and we are not looking to explicitly support vaping, but we will deny it should it arrive at our...
We will allow you, the user, to control which vape-related tags you want to block.
The vape meter.
To help curate...
Bomb vape light.
The vape light is on.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be okay if I sent a vape in? I don't think anyone would do anything.
I wouldn't
with
know
it.
What the fuck to do with it.
Like,
to be honest,
sure,
with you.
If someone sent a vape in, I would not be opposed to it, but if you're expecting that anyone would do anything with it other than look at it and go, huh, and maybe leave it on a desk for a month and then eventually throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would not spend that money expecting us to get into vaping.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah, this is just totally for teens.
But like slightly more aggro?
Yeah.
Is that on?
Adult Swim.
Of course. What are you going to
do now? That's exactly what's going through my mind. What am I going to do now?
Well.
Huh. I'm glad someone's giving Derek Beckles money.
Yeah. Like totally for teens, but then Jim and Derek mixed in. That's what that show looks like.
I'm excited for that to also run for 6 episodes and then never be seen again.
Yeah. Hot Package got a second season.
Did it?
Yeah. I think.
I feel like those episodes came out so sporadically that I didn't really get a sense of how long that show actually was.
Yeah, 2 seasons.
Okay.
Fred Durst is self-aware of what he is. Absolutely.
It'd be a real shame if he wasn't.
I think that was something that, like, even when he was, like, streaming on Twitch, there was a sense of he was just like, yeah, I don't know, I used to do this music thing, fucking, I don't know. I mean, I direct movies or whatever now. It's like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
And you can like those or not like those, but yeah, I did this music thing. Like, I don't know that he necessarily was, like, shit-talking what he used to do.
No.
But he seemed to be at least aware of
how the world perceives
it. How the world perceives it.
He doesn't have that Twitch channel anymore, right?
I
the last time I looked, it didn't seem like it was even up anymore.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I mean, all I did was play Call of Duty, so...
too many cars.
Yeah, I agree.
Why don't we...
Should be fewer cars.
What if there were fewer cars? What if we took three of these cars and put them in the back of this truck?
Yeah, up a little bit.
They got a Tetris, what they're putting into virtual reality.
I know! Fucking Miz is making it.
You think they're gonna let you fuck that whale?
No two ways about it.
Alright.
You're definitely gonna fuck that whale.
Alright.
But you have to do it with one of the square blocks.
I'll pass. forgot that someone tried to do a study or some kind of thought experiment around the idea of, instead of living in this area, living in Las Vegas and commuting by plane every day, and found that living in Las Vegas would actually be cheaper.
That's really fucked up. That should not be.
Nope. No, it shouldn't. I wonder how close to San Francisco that remains true.
Yeah, I bet if you start, like, spiraling out into, like, the Northeast Bay and, like, further south than, like, San Jose, maybe that's not as true.
Yeah. But then, you know, a flight to San Francisco from Las Vegas is an hour-ish, I think.
What does it cost?
I bet if you were flying, like, Southwest or something like that, you could do it for 60 or something each way. Once you start flying frequently enough to start getting free, you know, flights occasionally also.
Yeah.
Like, but probably drags it down a little bit more.
The other downside that maybe we're not considering here is that you would have to live in Vegas.
Yeah.
Which is not an agreeable proposition to me.
It's not like around here is fucking amazing.
No, I know, and I'm not saying this place is that much better. I'm just saying, like, the idea of living in Las Vegas is wholly unappealing to me.
I view it as more, you could get a pretty nice house for way less money, and then don't leave it.
All I'm saying is that in the coming climate apocalypse,
yeah, yes,
the cities that are most desert bound are probably the ones that are going to fare the worst.
Yeah. It's like, hey, don't move to Arizona. There we go, $38 on Frontier Airlines. That's not,
it's not a lot of money. No.
That's more than I spend now, in theory, wear and tear on a vehicle and gas. But also, what if you just landed at SFO and then got on the fucking BART to the city?
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, you could kind of do that.
everything we do is in Reno.
We're in Reno now.
Yeah.
Can you get good fast internet in Reno?
They have to pipe it in from other states.
What's a Google Fiber city we could move to?
I don't know what cities Google Fiber has.
Raleigh.
Yeah.
Stanford University, Kansas City.
Kansas or Missouri?
Both.
Okay.
Olathe, Kansas. North Kansas City, Missouri. Shawnee, Kansas. Raytown, Missouri. Grandview, Missouri. Gladstone, Missouri. Raytown, Missouri. That's, why is it on there twice?
Starting to realize that maybe they picked a specific area where they wanted to test this.
Lee's Summit, yeah, these are all the early ones. Lee's Summit, Missouri. Mission, Kansas. Prairie Village, Kansas. Merriam, Kansas. Roland Park, Kansas. Mission Hills, Kansas. Fairway, Kansas. Lenexa, Kansas. Austin, Texas.
We're starting to branch out a little.
Provo, Utah.
Oh, yeah. Town, if there ever was one.
Salt Lake City,
ooh,
Utah.
The SLC.
Highland Creek, which is a neighborhood of Charlotte. I guess that's North Carolina, right?
Sure.
Areas in Atlanta, including Avondale Estates, Brookhaven, Castleberry Hill, College Park, Decatur, East Point. Smoke some Haverhill. Sandy Springs, Smyrna, and Vine City. How did the fucking Vine House not exist in Vine fucking City? Why did those fucking dipshits? The Research Triangle in Raleigh-Durham. Cary, Chapel Hill, Durham, Garner, Mooresville, Raleigh, Nashville, Tennessee. Announced future locations include Long Beach, Huntington Beach, Irvine, San Antonio. Huntsville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Louisville, Kentucky. That seems to be it.
Get access to the Google Fiber? Is it through like a specific ISP or?
I think they are running an ISP.
Okay.
Like you sign up through them. You call up Google and you're like,
Give me that internet.
Hello, yes, I am in Provo, Utah, and I would like the internet. I bet you can get a pretty decent place in Provo, Utah for not a whole lot of money.
Also, do you know Sally Ann Kavanaugh?
Yeah. Also, you would get to say that every day. Says, I am in Provo and can confirm that Google Fiber is legit.
Okay.
Here's Platitude saying that the Utah housing market is actually kind of rough. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Around here, it's fucked.
I would say it's more than kind of rough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't have no fiber.
You're on a fiber-free diet.
I pooped in a month.
Gotta get that Google to clean out your pipes.
That's right. $70 a month for 1 terabyte with no cap. My internet's plenty fast. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really have. But of course, I'm paying way more than $70 a month for it.
Right.
And then I'm also paying way more for everything else because it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento, 100 megs down, 5 megabits up, $120 a month. That's a bad upstream.
Yep.
How are you going to start a successful North Sacramento-based streaming career on 5 megabits up?
I'm going to say you don't.
You don't. You tether to your phone and stream from there. specks in the windshield of this car have been driving me crazy the whole time we've been here. This wetness. Or bugness. I can't even tell. Yeah, no, that's just on there. Oh, yeah. Nope, that's just on there.
Yeah, it is.
Gas station here, and then I thought about what happened last time we stopped at this gas station, and yeah. I got really terrified all of a sudden.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
I was like, no, I can't.
Not again.
I can't go through that again. DP for CA. I disagree with that license plate.
Yeah. I am voting yes on DP for CA.
That's right. Last year, I was bringing, like, rack mount routers and
right.
stuff like that. I don't have
like actual equipment.
Yeah. Because Jan drove, too, so I think he took stuff.
Yeah. That's good. Makes it easy.
Yeah. Some were, but I got a stash of my own because right. I don't trust anything to last.
Yeah, you need guaranteed Clif bars at all times.
If I get to a point where it's like, oh, that's... I have not had a meal in a day and a half. Which seems to happen every year somehow.
Yeah, there's only one day where just somehow
it's
you
like,
don't
oh, eat. Okay, yeah.
Around 8:30 Pacific tomorrow,
and then I'll pick you up around 10-ish.
Yeah.
And
then we'll go.
Yep. See everybody in the morning.